This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Is there any greater indicator of how far left the Democratic Party has swung than in the specter of how they're all falling over themselves to get the coveted Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez endorsement? Gosh. Coming from a Los Angeles Times writer describing how Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Kamala Harris, and probably others, are falling all over themselves to get Ocasio-Cortez's nod for president. Ocasio-Cortez told CNN this spring that she did not expect to make an endorsement in the crowded 2020 field for a while, but in discussing what she was looking for in a nominee, she singled out Warren and Sanders. What I would like to see in a presidential candidate is one that has a coherent worldview and logic from which all of these policy proposals are coming forward. I think Senator Sanders has that. I also think Senator Warren has that. Asked for more specifics about when she would make an endorsement, her spokesman, Corbin Trent, said it would be early enough to have an impact. Well, this should give the lefties something to drum their fingers on the table about. Warren and Ocasio-Cortez have been glad-handing behind the scenes of Congress, with Ocasio-Cortez also defending Warren's big-dollar consulting on Twitter. Harris made a movie with Ocasio-Cortez, the better to get the junior congresswoman's picture alongside hers for the voters, even if she doesn't actually get the endorsement. Sanders, of course, is Ocasio-Cortez's socialist mentor, and all of them, even Joe Biden, the supposed moderate and frontrunner, endorse Ocasio-Cortez's economy-annihilating multi-trillion-dollar Green New Deal. This is crazy town. The logic, I think, I have no way, there's no way I can get enough empathy together to put myself in their place and try to think like they're thinking. The logic that I think they're trying to employ here is that they want the millennial vote and the Generation Z vote, and they're calculating that Ocasio-Cortez, therefore, is every millennial, the sum total of all millennial sentiment, and they want the glamour and hip of the newly elected New York congresswoman, because I think they think she has this. And who wants to be seen as a fuddy-duddy among the Democratic dinosaur parade? Something both Granny Warren and Gramps Bernie would want to avoid in spades. Harris comes off as the artificial yuppie, the heels-up mistress, and the unethical prosecutor of minorities. So Ocasio-Cortez in the vicinity is a sort of balm on that reputation, too. This is actually quite humorous. They're falling over themselves to get Ocasio-Cortez's endorsement. And Ocasio-Cortez is playing coy in order to extract minimum advantage from it. And the result is that what comes behind that is that they are bending to her every wish, taking their agendas to ever more leftist extremes to court and please this bartender. Now, this is nothing but lunacy. Not just because Ocasio-Cortez is unlikely to deliver the millennial vote for them. She's actually pretty unpopular, where they need her to be popular. Polls show that she is detested nationally. Local polls show that people in her district aren't happy with her either. She chased Amazon's plan for a new headquarters out and then celebrated her district's loss of its high-paid jobs, which didn't go over too well with the locals. She's going to get primaried for it. Even New York State polls show that Ocasio-Cortez is less popular in New York State than Donald Trump. Her sole advantage seems to be her looks and her image and her Twitter feed, all of which she knows how to use like a pro. They want that, so now they're falling all over themselves to get the socialist dunce's coveted endorsement. She's making them pay for it, stringing them along, the tail wagging the head, forcing them to bend ever further left to please her, the leadership of the Democratic Party. So much for the big picture, too. The only thing that I can conclude by this sorry specter of bad judgment is that none of these candidates are actually presidential material. See, Donald Trump, he does one thing really well. While he's figuring out his next thing to do, which is going to be immensely popular amongst the voting populace, he throws misdirection stuff out there to where everybody loses their mind and goes insane. When he was interviewed by George Stephanopoulos, and he was asked, would you take opposition research from foreign governments? He said, sure. Well, they went crazy. Never mind that. That's exactly what happened to him. I mean, opposition research was funded by Hillary Clinton. It came from the Brits, you know, it came from a British source. And then that became it wasn't even information, it was a manufactured fairy tale. And they went to the FISA court with it. They started a 2-year investigation. They still wanted to keep going because they just can't let go of it. And he says, well, sure, I'd take a look at it. Now, he knew that was going to happen when he did that. There is nothing that this guy does that is accidental. And then he does the next thing. So, he won an election based upon knowing the pulse of the country. These, Harris, Sanders, Warren, they think that because AOC is in her 20s, that she's popular. She's not popular at all. She's not popular anywhere. She's not popular anywhere. I mean, socialism and all this other stuff, that's not as popular as she thinks it is. And when they start throwing dollar signs out there and all this other stuff, then people begin to sort of shrink on that one. When reality begins to intrude. That's the fun part of all of this. So, I just find this amusing. I find this amusing that Bernie Sanders, who's a socialist, and Elizabeth Warren, who's a liar, and Kamala Harris, who slept their way to the top, they all see their salvation. They all see their next step as heavily dependent upon Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. What do you think about that? I'd love to know that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tired look. Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. So then, I do my homework here. Let me just get to the part that I intended to talk about, because this is the part that means the most right now, which is defense of the Second Amendment. We have on our horizon a lot of potential fights. We're seeing a bunch of attacks on multiple fronts, along with efforts to move forward on some other issues. But what should be the biggest priority? Do we fight bump stock and suppressor bans? Do we focus on getting judges who will enforce our Second Amendment rights? What about the many fights at the state and local levels of government? See, one of the realities is this. For some reason, there's only so much time in the day and only so many resources on the pro-gun side. What legislation do we push? We could focus on constitutional carry in a state, but it would mean that we ignore other Second Amendment issues, like maybe passing state-level protections against corporate gun control by banks and companies like Salesforce. Similarly, at the federal level, given the current situation, we can't really pass pro-Second Amendment legislation. What can be done is to keep the confirmation of judges who will uphold Heller. However, that's not something that we have to do, and there's very little we will actually do for that. We can elect the people that will put this in place for us. We can try to maintain control of the Senate, and we can maintain control of the presidency. But once that happens, the Supreme Court justices, that fight is a fight that we're not a part of. Now, the Senate can hold hearings. And sometimes they may seem like a show, but with proper work, those hearings can put pressure on companies like Salesforce. In addition, there's always a chance to force votes on vulnerable anti-Second Amendment senators. Sort of like we did with the Green Deal. But it also comes down to making decisions. Trump did go along with an administrative bump stock ban that was more about being seen to do something than actually addressing a problem. And he's also made some comments in England on suppressors as well. But at the same time, he's making the kinds of judicial nominations that will go a long way towards keeping the Second Amendment rights safe for decades, unless somebody packs the Supreme Court. It's for some people, they would say, we got to do all these things. Well, who's going to do it? Who's going to do it? See, if it were that simple, right, then this idea that I have about just calling your two senators and your one representative and calling them once a week, that would be happening and the pressure would be on. But, you know, we have to ask, do we fight a short-term skirmish over bump stocks? Or do we focus on getting judges who can throw out anti-Second Amendment laws passed in places like California and New Jersey? Any reasonable Second Amendment supporter can make an argument either way. Duane Liptak on Ameland, he said a while back, Those who choose to primarily focus on judges are not thrilled with the suppressor comments or the bump stock ban, but they are dealing with the political landscape as it is and adjusting their tactics and strategy to deal with it. Then we become at the mercy of events as well. A rampage killing can give Bloomberg and the other Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment extremists momentum to pass bad legislation that has to be blunted. Abuses by Andrew Cuomo have also forced adjustment of plans. So what are the priorities? Well, I submit this to you, fourfold. First, continuing the confirmation of judges who would uphold Heller and provide rulings like the one by the district judge in the Duncan case. Second, ensure the reelection of Trump and a pro-Second Amendment Senate to keep the judicial confirmations going. Third, address the abuses of power coming from the Cuomo regime and any copycat efforts elsewhere. Fourth, begin work to pass laws to address corporate gun control from companies like Salesforce. Everything else will have to be secondary at this point. Defending the Second Amendment is a little more than just saying no. Often it's about making a hard choice about what legislation to push or whether efforts need to be spent on other issues. Then this is simple reality. This is simple reality. This is the same kind of reality you would face on a battlefield in combat. So, to this end, I simply say this. If we're not going to, you know, for everybody out there right now that's out, you know, that's upset with Trump over the bump stock ban, forget the suppressor thing for right now. Concentrate on the bump stock ban. Because the suppressor thing is already done. He doesn't have to do anything to it. They're effectively banned. So that's beside the point. The bump stock ban is it more important for us to have bump stocks or to maintain an originalist judicial overview of what the Second Amendment is supposed to be? Which is the most important thing? By all means, be an activist. Be an activist in your home state. Be an activist nationally. Support all the gun groups you want to support. Do not fall victim. Do not fall for the idea that this is a bad thing going wrong and get out there and say maybe we should be primarying Trump. If you do that, say hello to President Joe Biden or President Eric Swalwell or President Kamala Harris. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is unveiling an initiative aimed at helping former prison inmates find work.
We're here today to announce a vital new action that we're taking to help former inmates find a job, live a crime-free life, and succeed beyond their wildest dreams.
The Second Chance Initiative will give those returning from prison an opportunity to lead productive lives. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders is leaving the White House at the end of the month. At that same event, she thanked the president for the opportunity.
This has been the honor of a lifetime, the opportunity of a lifetime. I couldn't be prouder to have had the opportunity to serve my country and particularly to work for this president. He has accomplished so much in these 2.5 years, and it's truly been something I will treasure forever.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We're never going to sell people on allegedly conservative principles that end up making conservatives leftists free. Never. After all, when we sell conservatism, we are selling freedom, in contrast to the perpetual soul-killing tyranny that the leftists throw out there. So the idea that conservative principles require us to defer to the growing oppression of the left because it is delivered through the medium of allegedly private corporations is nonsense. Don't want none, don't start none. That's one of my principles. The corporation started it, and now it's our right, our duty, to finish it. The fussy bow tie boys of conservatism will tell you that this calls your conservative bona fides into question. More question away. If conservatism means I have to take guff from some goatee 20-something helming a unicorn startup who thinks I have way too many rights and way too much privilege because my ancestors came from Stuttgart and I'm a male and I have a gun, then count me out of conservatism. I am utterly indifferent to whether the aspiring dictator who seeks to force me to obey is a government employee or a corporate CEO. Neither is acceptable, meaning that I will not accept either. The big tech jerks from Silicon Valley are crusading social justice warriors with a few billion bucks lying around, and they've decided that their target for domination is us. They created the new public square that is the internet in general and social media in particular. And now they have realized that when somebody gets a say, some people are going to say things their Bay Area pals dislike. And as a result, the Insta-faced Twitter tubes have taken to policing the electronic soapboxes against anyone who might cause tension at a Santa Monica Chardonnay tasting. The Bing Yahoogles are busy tipping the search engine scales toward their preferred politicians, their preferred perspectives, all leftist with a social justice twist. And companies like Salesforce are deciding what legal products like guns you can and can't sell, and therefore buy based on what political ideas are in fashion in Menlo Park. I don't remember voting for any of these people to run our country, do you? Even as they use their power to undermine our ability to participate in the governance of our own society, we are informed that our true conservative principles foreclose our ability to use our own power, which in this case is the GOP control of the executive branch and the Senate, to defend ourselves. The reason? Well, these are private companies, you see, and they can do what they please to limit your ability to be a fully participating American citizen. You can't fight back using your most powerful weapon, your dwindling political power, because reasons and because. Nope, that's not the way that's going to play. If you try to hit me with a bottle, I'm hitting you with a bat. The aggressor does not get to cite my ideology to demand that I limit my own ability to effectively defeat him. What kind of stupidity would possess me to agree to that? And the idea that the conservative gospel commands that private entities are somehow untouchable is ridiculous. So let's just dispense with this silly idea that it's utterly unconservative to regulate the actions of a private business via a simple question. Are you cool with companies refusing to let black people sit at a lunch counter? With denying them a Twitter account because they are Jewish. With telling women, sorry, sweetie, this software is for men only. No, you're not. Nobody is. But at one time, the idea that the sanctity of property rights gave a private business complete autonomy to discriminate was a principled conservative position. But this is not a principled conservative position anymore. Even National Review repudiated having held it for half a century ago. Today, conservatives today reject the notion that the government cannot regulate against discrimination based upon race or religion. And it's well established in the law that the Constitution gives the Congress the power to enact laws to do so, except where the government violates the religious liberty of the business owner. So that put that in your cake and bake it. Principle that we can't tell a private business who it must do business with is no principle at all. We accept that discrimination can be curbed, leaving only a debate over what kind of discrimination should be curbed. Ma'am, we have established what you are. Now the only question is your price. So why not bar political discrimination in social media, in internet infrastructure like search engines, and in business in general? We correctly bar racial discrimination because it's un-Judeo-Christian and un-American to create a caste of second-class citizens by denying some people the ability to equally participate in society. The political discrimination we see today bars citizens from full participation in society and in their own governance. Citizen who can't express his ideas is crippled. A citizen who loses a bank account or can't buy a gun to protect his family because some software maker doesn't like the idea of peasants having pitchforks is no longer a citizen but a serf. Why should conservatives allow themselves to be morphed into second-class citizens? Isn't our liberty enough of an interest to warrant government protection? Not to the left and not to the GOP establishment types who prefer us uppity normal people sit down, shut up, and turn out on election day to vote for whatever Jeb-like loser they put forward to go to D.C. and represent the Chamber of Commerce. Keep hearing conservatives throw around the word status, but that's not the debate ending Trump card they think it is. We are conservatives, not anarchists. There are things the state should do, like protect the citizenry. It should protect their lives from invaders, their property from criminals, and yes, their right to be full citizens from the various tech titans who want everyone between I-5 and I-95 to nod and obey. It's not always, the answer is not always going to be a state action, but sometimes it is a state action. I'm not looking for poorly thought out regulation. Anybody who took Poli-Sci 101 understands regulatory capture, the process by which larger corporations invite regulation, knowing they can control the regulators and leverage it to secure their position and bar competition. The idea is not to impose a detailed regulatory regime requiring a legion of easily corrupted micromanaging bureaucrats. We just need to establish some simple principles and put them in place. So, it's on. It's on. And we need to see it through all the way. There is an alternative to fighting back, and it's not a happy alternative for you. It is you being silenced and intimidated by a leftist elite leveraging their corporate allies to force you into submission and obedience. Do you like that picture? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. For people of faith, the term idolatry is a serious accusation. The idea of worshiping an idol other than God is a very serious charge, one that in times past could land you in a pile of wood with your hands tied behind your back. While that punishment may be off the table, it's still something no Christian likes to be accused of. And that's probably what Jesse Remedios of the National Catholic Reporter is counting on here. Let me give it to you verbatim. In terms of these mass shootings, I have actually been stunned by the church's relative silence, said Susan Bigelow Reynolds, a professor of Catholic studies at Emory University's Candler School of Theology. Reynolds, who studies live theology in context of marginality and suffering, said theologically she understands gun violence and the culture around it as a kind of idolatry, in which access to weapons of murder are privileged over the lives of people. Every successive mass shooting feels like another ritual sacrifice to the idol of the gun. Now, I can't begin to tell you what I want to say regarding that. I'm just going to say this is really freaking rich coming. You know, it's downright hysterical. The gun culture is about using a tool. In this case, it's a gun. None of us pretend it has any magical properties or is all powerful. None of us pretend any of this stuff. It's a tool that can be used to defend ourselves. Much of the talk about using a gun in self-defense is about how a firearm is not the totality of the answer, that it's one piece of a very large puzzle, and the puzzle part of it is your mindset and your training. There's nothing remotely religious about it. Now, gun control, on the other hand, let's see. We get claims that if we do good, all will be well within the world. When that doesn't happen, we're told that the problem is that we didn't do enough good. So we have to do more good. Further, if we do more bad, we're told that horrible things will befall us. When that doesn't happen, we get to hear about how it doesn't happen because of all the other good things that exist, not because of anything else. So, yes, there's idolatry in the gun debate, but it's not on the part of the Second Amendment crowd. Gun control is a religion that requires individuals to have faith that certain measures will work, and when they don't, are routinely told they didn't go far enough. We didn't do enough. We didn't ban enough. We didn't restrict enough. We didn't regulate enough. It counts on you not thinking critically. That's a big component, that usurpation of critical thinking. It requires that you always filter information through the faith of gun control. No one on the pro-gun side deludes ourselves that a gun is an answer to everything. It is a tool. That is without any, there's no doubt to that. It is not a guarantee at all. It is no guarantee in no way, shape, or form. When I'm carrying a gun, if somebody comes up behind me and tags me in the head with something really heavy and hard, I'm going down. Period. I'm going down. It's a useful tool for defending ourselves. It would be very useful for overthrowing tyrannical governments or putting food on the table, but it's still just a tool. It's just a tool. A gun is not a talisman against evil. And that thinking isn't even unique on the pro-gun side of the debate. Accusing the gun culture of idolatry is nothing more than a cheap attempt to use religious doctrine to dissuade people from going off the reservation and not adhering to the anti-gun religion known as gun control. This is their attempt, and I'm sure there wasn't a whole lot of thought that went into this, but this is their attempt to do what Trump does all the time, which is to throw something out there to completely distract what's going on versus what's actually happening. And I get it. I think everybody around me gets it. You should get it. It just comes down to the fact that this is just another way, I guess, to make us look bad to the undecided. To the undecided. That is actually an argument that is aimed at the undecided. When somebody's out there going, well, you know, I don't really know about a gun debate. Are guns that bad? How many times a gun used in crime? How good is it when people carry guns? I mean, how often do they drop them and shoot the wrong person? When they get out there and they're asking these questions and they're looking for this, when the gun controllers hear the questions, this is when we get into the whole nonsense part of the descriptive phrases they use, like idolatry, for example. This would also be a way that they would use the whole idea of Christianity against us because, well, we're just not doing enough. We're not being Christian enough. We, you know, true Christians would do this, and they turn the other cheek and do that and do the other cheek. And, you know, always turning cheeks. Heads always going left or right. I don't adhere to that. I don't subscribe to that notion. You shouldn't subscribe to that notion. Now, I want to tell you about something while I'm thinking about it. Next week, I want to do the summer of the 2011 with SDI. And to that end, I'm trying to get some shooters and some of their people, some of their brand ambassadors and everything else to come on the show, and let's talk about STI. And hopefully that starts next week. If we can get all the things in place, it's a little bit, Tony has a lot of shooters underneath him, and all of this is in a run-up to where hopefully I end this by going out to California and training, getting to train with Taryn Butler. Just something I want to do. It's something I have to do. Just something I want to do. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes and everything else. Also, going back to the range this weekend. When I go to the range, I'm filming. And when I went and I filmed this time, one of the things that I like to do is I like for the, and this is, I'm going to geek out on you, I like for the bit depth on the video to be of such that if I have to manipulate the video, for example, that there's enough bit rate depth in it that I can do it and it'll still look okay. So to that end, I used an external recorder and something happened and I can't do anything with the video. I can't even just leave it be. So we got to go out there and we got to go shoot some more Franklin Armory guns. That's going to be fun. Shoot some SDI guns and do a little training, getting ready to go work out with Steve Fisher in Dorchester, South Carolina later on this year. I really enjoy lock and load. But that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. We got hour number three coming up. When we get back, we're going to go a little bit more into this Ellett Brothers thing because this is, I'm a little unhappy. Not that it happened, because this happens in business all the time. I'm just a little unhappy as to what precipitated it. This was an unforced error on their part. There was no need for this to be this way. That's when we get back. Hour number three is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.